Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
More reaction now on the release of the Mueller report today. We're joined by Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal, a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Senator, like all of us, you've been poring through this report. What's your take?
My take on this report, having read it very quickly and wanting to review it in greater detail, is that it is a deeply damning document. A portrait of wrongdoing in tremendous detail and depth. And it really reflects a national scandal. The picture painted by the Attorney General is really sunshine spin, a whitewash. And there are so many disturbing details in this report. But most stunningly and chillingly to me is the very detailed material here on the Russian attack on our democracy, and the Trump campaign apparently welcoming the Russian assistance that it was provided.
The president said today that the report fully exonerates him. I believe his words were, "I'm having a good day." You obviously disagree. How can two people look at this so diametrically opposite?
I can only speak to the report itself, which presents very detailed instances, at least 10 of them, of obstruction of justice. And it may have lacked the evidence to conclude criminal intent beyond a reasonable doubt. The president's motives may be in question, but clearly he sought to shut down the Mueller investigation, to impede and hinder it. His associates lied to it and materially affected it. So there is a lot here that needs in-depth review. I'm going to be demanding that Robert Mueller appear before the Senate Judiciary Committee, where I sit. I will be demanding the documents and underlying evidence for this report, and I will be demanding more facts that the American people need and deserve to make judgments about how to stop this kind of Russian attack in the future.
Now, as you mentioned, you do sit on Senate Judiciary, but that committee is controlled by Republicans. You can demand all you want. Do you expect Chairman Graham to move forward with more on this?
My hope is that Senator Graham and other Republicans will support the bill that I've introduced that would require full and complete disclosure to Congress and eventually the American people of all the Mueller report, everything that's in it, and the underlying evidence. That bill is supported by two Republicans, the former chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Senator Grassley, is one of them. I hope there'll be more bipartisan support. Whether or not Senator Graham agrees, the House Judiciary Committee is going to move forward, and I support its subpoenas.
Senator, how would you respond to people? And there are a lot of folks who say, okay, the special counsel report is out. Enough. Anything more is just political piling on.
There is a very legitimate point here that we need to repair our roads and bridges, aid our veterans, increase jobs and economic progress, cut taxes if we can. There's a lot of work to be done for this Congress, but we can do that work and at the same time protect our democracy with oversight that will help to stop continuing Russian attempts to interfere in our democracy, but also our national security. We have an obligation to do both. And this report, remember, follows 7 guilty pleas and convictions, 37 indictments. A number of those convictions of close Trump associates, and the president here was not a victim of some outside activity. these associates were part of his own inner circle. They're the ones who provided the information going into this report. And the spying here was done by the Russians, not by the FBI or by the Department of Justice. So I'm going to be continuing to dig down in this report. There's a lot of damning detail here, a lot of documentation and description that the American people should be considering.
Senator Richard Blumenthal, Democrat from Connecticut, like many of us, digging through this 448-page report released today. Senator, we appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk with us.
Thanks very much.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.